And so my goal is to do it right, but as quickly as possible, so that in the long run, we don't have to be, I personally don't have to be sinking in, you know, 50, 60, 70 hours into this every single week. Instead, I only need to be sinking, you know, 10, 20, 30 hours into it a week, and eventually less than that.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today on the Gentle Art of Crushing It show, where we focus on learning and sharing with our listeners all there is to know about how to create success in our lives. This show stands on the shoulders of giants. Our mission is to empower and inspire our listeners to create the life of their dreams whilst having a blast in the process. Let's celebrate life together. Welcome to the show.
Hey everyone, Mason Miranda here, doing my very first solo podcast recording. Pretty pumped about it, and I just thought that I would jump right into it, let everybody know what we're doing as a team, how we're doing it, and what we've been able to accomplish this past week. First of all, just to catch everybody up, so we actually just closed on two commercial properties last week, and we have been about 1 week in operation on both properties now, and it's been a little bit insane, not gonna lie. And I wanted to let everybody know a little bit about what it is that we've done over the past week for these properties, kind of give everyone a general highlight of what it looks like, all of the things that I've personally needed to learn over the course of the past few days so that we could make these properties work and continue developing them into what we need them to be. So first, just a quick overview of the properties themselves. We bought two properties. The first one was a 12-unit commercial multifamily property. That one's based in Kansas City, Missouri. It was built in 1915, so a crazy old property. And of course, because of how old it is, there's plenty of value add to give here. First, the biggest thing that we wanted to start taking care of was just updating the look of it, right? And so a lot of those updates will include common area, you know, fixing walls, updating the paint, you know, repainting everything, updating the carpet is really, really old. And so we're going to replace the carpet. We're going to fix some of the lighting and little tweaks like that to add value and give it a little bit more of a curb appeal. The other thing that we're going to be doing fairly immediately is cleaning up the basement. Both basements are pretty gross, to be honest, and the lighting especially needs to be updated for both so that the basements can be used. We're going to be updating the laundry facilities in both units, and we are going to be cleaning up in one of the basements. There was a sewer leak, and so we're going to be cleaning up all of that, all of the dirt that has accumulated, because there's also a hole in one of the corners of the basement and where water can run in, has been bringing in dirt and all of that stuff. So big cleanup project there, going to be fixing the sewer line that broke and making sure that it's operable. We will also be working on the landscaping. There's just a lot of overgrowth, a lot of things that just haven't been taken care of both there and in the parking lot. The gate for the parking is also down, so that is also going to have to be updated, along with some structural updates, like there are pillars in the front of the property that need to be straightened and they need to be updated. And so those are going to be a really, really, really big project for us that we're probably going to save until after we get some of these smaller fixes taken care of. All in all, though, the amount of work and time that I've been putting into this one in particular, and keep in mind that my role for this particular property is asset manager. We hired a third-party property management team to come on as the property managers, and so my role is much more limited on this property than it is on the other property that we have. For this particular property, over the course of the past week, I've only spent about 5 to 7 hours working on things for this property, and that included everything from communicating with the property management, which granted took up most of the time, but communicating with the property manager to make sure that we know what it is that we want to tackle first, what the quotes are, how much money we're going to have to be sinking into each of these fixes, as well as planning with the contractors themselves and figuring out where they're going to be, when they're going to be there, how much it's going to cost for them, and everything else that fits into getting these renovations taken care of. We've also been coordinating, making sure that all of the utilities and everything else has been transferred into our name. We've been coordinating with closing to make sure the title company, to make sure that The seller financing terms are set up and taken care of, that the actual seller is happy with how we have everything set up and that they're not going to feel uncomfortable with the payments we're going to be sending their way. So there have been little things here and there that have just taken a little bit of extra time because a lot of these require long phone calls, just making sure that everything is set up, everybody's comfortable, happy with how things are going on. So that's the first property. 5 to 7 hours, like I said. So not horrible, not too much, especially because I'm just an asset manager, not the full asset and property manager. It hasn't been too overwhelming. Now, where it has gotten really intense is with the motel. And here, this 24 unit has been a lot more than I had originally anticipated in a good way. We were thinking that this was, we knew that it was going to take a lot to update this just because, frankly, this motel didn't really have anything. I didn't even have an online presence. And so a lot of that was going to be falling on us as a team just to make it work, especially because the three of us, there are three of us on the team, the three of us had never done anything like this. Neither of us have operated a motel. Neither of us have ever had to do as much work on a property like this as we're currently doing. So, quick overview of the property. Like I said, it's a 24-unit motel. It has 23 units for as that runs as a motel, and then one single-family home unit on the property as well. All of the or excuse me, the entire property is in Dickens, Texas. It was built in the 1980s, I believe it was 83, so much more updated than our other property from 1915. And they actually have done some updates, like roof, they had to replace the roof. There were some other issues with piping and electrical that they had to update a couple of years ago, and so we didn't have to worry about a lot of those structural updates from the get-go, which was really, really nice. Like I said, there is plenty of value add to go on here. And something that I was originally worried about was making sure that our presence was known and is known just on the internet in general. They only had a Google search portion on Google, right? I mean, if you looked up Double H Motel, you found it, but they didn't have any social media. They didn't even have their phone number. They didn't have a website. They didn't have anything else listed. It was just if you were to Google the motel itself, it would show up on the Google search page. Otherwise, they had nothing else ready. And so we knew it was going to take a lot, and that's one of the biggest value adds that I am bringing to the team. My role on the team is remote asset and property manager, meaning anything that doesn't have to, I don't have to have my hands on, I'm taking care of it. And so again, that includes setting up this third-party system to third-party property management system, just to make sure that we're managing payments, the calendar, bookings, what anything and everything that goes into actually getting tenants aware of the property, getting them booked into the property, checking in, checking out, invoices, all of that kind of stuff. I'm the one in charge of getting all of that set up and making sure that it's running properly. Now, the boots on the ground and the physical property manager, Doug Clark, he is there constantly making sure that everything is running smoothly as well. My personal goal is to keep him from having to go to the property consistently and being on the property for too long. And so, what I've been doing over this past week, I've sunk a total of about 50 to 60 hours this week on this property, getting everything up and going and making sure it's working. The majority of that time has been getting this third-party management system up and going. Everything from onboarding calls with the actual third-party management people, onboarding calls to actually getting into this property management site, getting into it and setting it up, making sure that all of the copy, the content, everything from the website to the how many rooms we have, what the rates are, if there are discounts, if there are every little thing that you can think of for us to have to set up that online presence and getting people to the property, I have been working on in this third-party management site. And that's taken up the majority of my time. Outside of that, there's also been a lot of time sunk into just coordinating with the team, making sure everybody knows what they're doing, how they're doing it, what it is, what it's going to take in order for us to be successful in getting all of this working, right? I've also had to coordinate with them and ask, what kind of color scheme do y'all want to do? What kind of locks do we want to replace the doors with? Okay, we have a few mini fridges that aren't working. What do we want to go with? Do we want to add a freezer? Do we not? Do we want to, how big do we want it to be? We're thinking about turning into a midterm slash long-term stay. And so we have to think, okay, well, what kind of fridges? How big do the fridges need to be? Do we need to replace some of these other things in order to help the property feel much more like a midterm or long-term rental, right? And so there are all these little things that I personally hadn't thought of until I started getting into this and having to do it myself that popped up. And it just takes time to get all of this stuff done and coordinated. We also found out that there was a bed bug problem with one of the units. There were roaches in another unit, and there were mice in the single family home. And so it also took time coordinating and finding an exterminator to get there as quickly as we could, making sure that they actually treat it for a decent price, setting up, okay, do we want them to come back and start redoing those treatments every month or every other month, right? All of these things take time. And so I personally have been finding different ways to carve time out of my day in order to sink into this property and make sure that it's working. The goal is to set this system up as quickly as possible, but as efficiently as possible, right? We don't want to just go fast. We want to make sure that it's done right. And so my goal is to do it right, but as quickly as possible, so that in the long run, we don't have to be, I personally don't have to be sinking in, you know, 50, 60, 70 hours into this every single week. Instead, I only need to be sinking, you know, 10, 20, 30 hours into it a week, and eventually less than that, hopefully, once everything is taken care of and the systems are in place that need to be there. So I just wanted to give a quick overview of what we've been doing and how we've been doing it, the amount of time that has gone into these properties. Now, please keep in mind that I am also, I'm learning as we're going. I am brand new to the commercial or to real estate in general, but especially to the commercial property management side, I'm brand new to this. And so as we are doing things, I am learning how to do all of this on the fly, on the job. And so frankly, it's taking me a lot more time to get a lot of these things done because I don't already have experience in it. So I wanted to share this. Hope this was able to help someone out there. And let's keep rocking and rolling. Go out there and kill it.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of The Gentle Art of Crushing It. It was an amazing episode. We know we sure learned a lot, and we hope you did as well. We want to take a second and thank you so much for viewing or listening to this episode. And please just know that we only ask for one favor, and that is to make this life magnificent. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.